Fred Film Radio, Berlin International Film Festival, Germany.
Fred Film Radio, this is Chiara Nicoletti from the 71st Berlinale. I'm in company of Dennis Nagy, director of Natural Light. So welcome and thank you so much for being with us and on Fred and with me.
Thank you for being inviting.
So first of all, how would you describe Natural Light? Could we say in a way that it's a story of a non-hero more than an anti-hero? I mean, he's put in a hero position but doesn't really own it through the film. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was clear for me from the beginning that we want to do film from the everyday soldier, to show soldiers who are not heroes or who are not, so the main character of the film is somebody who arrives to this war and actually he doesn't enjoy the war. He's somebody who tries to stay away from violence and tries to go home as soon as possible. He doesn't want to be here. He wants to go through this complicated period of time as quick as possible. But what is interesting about him although he doesn't like violence, he tries to stay away from complications at the same time. So, I mean, this was what we really were interested in, that in a way we are showing a good man but a weak man. And what does it mean? Can you be a weak man and a good man at the same time? Or does this contradict itself? So this is a question basically for me.
I have to say that's what I really loved and like about the film is that technically you chose as a protagonist a person who doesn't have, let's say, a charisma to lead the story. Still, he does his own way. So what possibilities do you think this choice of a character and this contrast, as you said before, could offer in terms of film narrative and potential?
I mean, I want to talk about, for example, one scene in the film when the main character is having a dinner with the Russian peasants. And it's a very interesting scene because the soldiers arrive to this house and they sit down and the main character seems to be a human guy. He says that shouldn't send these guys out because they can stay inside. So there's a human gesture from him, but at the same time he's eating the food of the villagers. And I think this is the kind of ambiguity that I want to show, that he seems to be a good man, but at the same time he's hungry, and of course he's eating the food of the villagers. He doesn't care about the villagers at the same time when he cares. So this there's this kind of ambiguity which is, I think, really interesting. So I think we try to use this kind of ideas throughout the film, showing this kind of balancing between actually not being conscious about these decisions. The main character is not being conscious about what decisions there are. And this is very interesting for me.
Yeah, no, it was actually. And I read that the film is only based on Paul Zavada's novel, but the only true similarities is the one between the book's protagonist and the film's one, Semetka. So why did you decide to use so little of the book?
Because it was not the book that came first. Somehow I know already that I want to do a film in this surrounding. I knew that that I want to do a film about Hungarian soldiers in Russia. And it was not first the historical idea that came. It was more this kind of surrounding that I'm really intrigued in, that I like stories that go into an unknown, that go into a darkness where you feel a darkness coming towards you, and you lose your orientation in this situation. And I felt that this historical period is really good. This part of the war is really good to tell this kind of story, that we see these Hungarian soldiers arriving thousands of kilometers away from their homeland into a country they don't speak the language. They don't know the area, and they have to go through this vast forest, go through small villages, Russian villages, and understand who is a partisan and who is not, which is clearly impossible. I mean, it's not, you cannot divide who is a partisan and who is not. So in a way, they lose this orientation of normal life, which you normally hang on to. You know how to judge things in your everyday life, and suddenly you arrive into this unknown where you lose this orientation. This normal way of orientation. And I was interested, and when you lose this orientation, you come to the present moment, and you become to the present, constantly watching in the present and trying to evaluate what's going around you and trying to understand, although your constantly understanding only late. So you cannot really be at the level of the present. Yeah, yeah.
I felt that the film really resonates with today's world. I mean, for example, we talked a lot about the protagonist and the way he tries to stay away from problems, you know, in a way, and bury his head in the sand. I found myself thinking, isn't what we're all doing a lot of times in today's world? I don't know if it was something that you thought about.
For sure, it is something which is important for me. I mean, the question is, what is your task? I mean, we think we know what our task is, and, but do we really know? Or do we react to the things which are in front of us? I mean, this guy who goes, the main character who goes through this horror, in the end, he's in a shock, and he thinks he didn't have any other choice. I think that's what he thinks. But I think for every one of us who watch it, we ask the question, did he really have a choice, or didn't he have another choice to do? And I think I wanted to create a situation or a narrative where it is not clear to answer these questions. It's not a moral question that, it was that place where he had to, I don't know, turn right and not left. So you cannot say anything like that. You cannot go back to the story and say that he made a mistake here and here and here. No, you cannot say that. It's a very foggy, very constant thing, and it's not easy to understand what was going on, or did he have any decisions, or were there any decisions that he didn't do or at all? I don't know. So I think this was interesting for me, this kind of thinking back from the end of the film and trying to understand if there was any other choice of him to make. And I'm sure there was, but it's not clear to answer where or what was this. Yeah.
I found that faces were very important in the film. People's expressions say it all, you know, at certain points. And it reminded me also of Italian neorealism in a way, especially with your choice of non-professional actors. So why was this having non-professional actors and faces, you know, and people expressions, why those things were important for you?
I think there's one very simple answer to that I'm not a verbal person, or I'm not a verbal director who believes in dialogue. I more believe in the visuality, and I think this is one answer to that maybe. But of course, it's the visuality of the character which interests me, or the mapping the face, or what we see on a face, all those things which I don't know, which somebody which happened to you through time. I don't know, like you feel the traces of time on these faces, that they live out, they work outside, they do physical work. This is something that you cannot play or act. And this kind of very detailed things, like how he washes a hand, how he, I don't know, cuts a piece of bread, or how he puts on the boots. It's something that is, you feel the person in it, or you feel, and I think it's when you shoot with amateurs, I try to use this kind of back history, which is not put in dialogue or not explained, but you see it in the visuality.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
It was really nice talking to you. I thank you for Natural Light and for this interview.
Thank you very much.
And we've been talking to Dennis Nagy, director of Natural Light, screening at the 71st Berlinale in competition. And this is Chiara Nicoletti for Fred, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.